come, and another 4 to 6 inches of snow is forecast. So that's why we're here, and that's why we're harping at you for all this information. Some more announcements. College of St. Thomas in St. Paul, GMAT examination, Saturday morning, canceled.
WCCO Radio News, this is Dick Chapman. A new dangerous winter storm is moving through our region today. Parts of Minnesota already report new snowfalls of 10 inches or more, and heavy snow is predicted through tomorrow. Driving in southern Minnesota, hazardous, no unnecessary travel advised. Despite the snow, plows are out in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. We talked with Al Shepka of the St. Paul Public Works Department.
Well, we can do some good to at least get the streets passable and ready for 6 inches more. I'm afraid if we do not continue and just abandon them, those east-west streets, coupled with the snow that's already down, they'd be virtually impassable. So we will be picking away at them at some point in time later this afternoon, depending how bad the primary roads get for evening rush hour. We may have to pull off of the residentials and go on the primaries to handle the rush hour traffic.
Many schools closed early today. State of Minnesota employees south of Alexandria were allowed to go at noon. Postal workers were released, as were non-essential employees of Hennepin County. St. Paul Fire Department officials are asking homeowners to shovel snow away from fire hydrants. MTC buses are running, with most routes on schedule. Stay tuned to CCO Radio for further information on weather and cancellations. Here's the latest. It's a blizzard warning for the south half of Minnesota late this afternoon through tomorrow. In addition, a blizzard warning for the northeast portion of the state for tonight and tomorrow. Snow continues in a large part of Minnesota and western Wisconsin, and thunderstorms are now occurring in southeast Minnesota, extending from an area near Rochester to Alma, Wisconsin, just east of the Mississippi River in Wisconsin. All unnecessary travel in the Twin Cities metro area should be kept to a minimum. And this from South Dakota. Snowplows have been pulled from the highways in these portions of South Dakota: Phillip, Pier, Hayes, Oneida, Martin, Kadoka, Murdo, Presho, Reliance, White River, Winter Mission, McIntosh, McLaughlin, Isabel, Eagle Butte, Mobridge, Dupre, and the Gettysburg area. And Interstate 90 is blocked in the westbound lane 7 miles east of Kadoka due to semis crossways in the road. We'll take a look at more of this weather information after this.
Well, the southern half of Minnesota now is being extended to the entire state. Blizzard warning for Minnesota tonight and Saturday. It begins in the south half and northeast late this afternoon, but they have included the entire state of Minnesota in a blizzard warning now, and the northern portions will have that blizzard warning tonight and Saturday. This is a very dangerous storm. I'm reading this from the National Weather Service. A very dangerous storm. Visibilities will frequently be reduced to zero and blowing in...